Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Blaeholder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Italo Cellini. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Italo Cellini. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Trosky moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. Shalini fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Italo Shalini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shalini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Shalini covering. Safe. Pitlock moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pitlock scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-0 in the game. Blaeholder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Knickerbocker scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Hale reaches second base with a double. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Knickerbocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Italo Shalini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shalini is 0-for-1 in the game. Shalini hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Shalini moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Radcliffe is safe. Shalini scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Indians. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Shalini covering, for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Italo Shalini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shalini is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shalini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Haas moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Milt Galatzer pinch runs for Bruce Campbell. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick bunts towards the mound. Chiellini juggles the ball. That's an error on Chiellini. Galatzer moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing right field. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sewell out. There goes Dykes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Italo Chiellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiellini is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chiellini strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Johnny Allen pinch runs for Earl Averill. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.